You are listening to the Experience Points podcast for the week of July 29th, 2015. And this week, George and I refuse to go gentle into that Arkham Knight.
Ba-bum. Welcome back to the Experience Points podcast, your public radio for Gotham City, everybody.
Oh, God. Everything's on fire.
I'm George Albor.
I'm Scott Jester.
We're the co-creators of ExperiencePoints.net, a site dedicated to the serious but not humorless analysis of games, games culture. Today, we have another of our wonderful debriefs where we talk about a single game that we've played. It's sort of like a review, but we don't put star values on it. Today, we are talking about, you guessed it, Arkham Knight, Batman Arkham Knight, the latest from Rocksteady. The creators of the famous Arkham trilogy, Scott.
Yeah, the Arkham trilogy that just so happens to have a fourth game in it, but let's ignore that.
We don't talk about that game. As always, when we do these debriefs, we'll try to give you as much insight about our thoughts on the game up until we get to a point that's very spoiler-heavy, at which point we'll give you a very clear warning. If you want to play along, go ahead, take your time, come back at your convenience to listen into the rest of the conversation. Or if you just don't care, like so many people out there, feel free to continue listening in. Before we start the podcast, to get us off on the right foot, what do we think of the other Arkham games? I played two of the three previous titles.
I have played one of the... Two of four.
Played Arkham Asylum.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
What did you think of that?
I think that was probably one of the most influential games of the past 10 years.
Yes. Yeah. Great game. Yeah. Wonderful game. Love that game. Yeah. What is the next one? Arkham Origins?
Arkham City.
Yeah. I played Arkham City.
I skipped Arkham City.
There's some high points. There's some low points of Arkham City, but generally
that's when
I
they made
it.
The shift to the more open world.
They did, yes. Okay. It was more open world. Neither of us played Arkham Origins.
No.
Which was not Rocksteady anyway, so that doesn't really matter.
It's like a Warner Brothers studio or something like that. I don't know.
And then we both played the latest Arkham Knight.
Yep.
Where do you want to start? I feel like we should probably start with the most basic mechanics, because I actually, when we get to the story bit, which I think is also a fun conversation to have, I think I want to spoil some of the original, those earlier two Arkham games.
Oh, yeah. I would like that, actually.
Relate to that.
Because, the middle two games,
well,
I don't know.
I mean, I barely remember Arkham City, so let's be perfectly honest.
Yes, okay. What do we want to talk about first?
So, one of the things that I thought was interesting about this one, and maybe this is true of the others, I don't recall, but the game picks up, you have all of your abilities from the previous Arkham game. Most of your combat moves.
Oh, yeah, right. Because you got all your flips and punches. Yeah, like, you just don't have your gear.
Well, like in Arkham Asylum, right? You have to slowly pick up your gear. Mm-hmm. You can eventually unlock the ability to hang grab and tackle people from above, from the shadows.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole lot of lurking and you get extra goop to spray on the floor and blow people up, right?
This one, they just go more, right? Like, you start off with batarangs, but then you can upgrade to, multiple batarangs or something.
That's what they do with the whole game.
They just
give you more stuff. And I think that not all of that more stuff is as good as one might expect from a caliber of this game, a game of this caliber.
Yeah, yeah. That brings up, this is a long-standing design conundrum. Like, you can either do the Metroid version where you have to build up your
you lose all your abilities again,
or you can do
I forgot my hooks, Alfred.
Alfred, I can't climb.
I totally forgot my keys at the office.
The other thing you can do is how I like to think of the Mario Galaxy thing, where you start off and you have every single ability that you'll ever get, but you just don't know how to use it yet.
Yes.
You're not forced to do a side jump because you're never in a position where you'd think to do a side jump. And unless you're a really experienced player, the game doesn't force you into thinking about that.
Yeah.
And so I feel like those are kind of the two extreme views of it. Or kind of like Rocket League, where apparently you can fucking jump boost into aerial balls. And I just was trying to do the training over and over again to do that. You can do that the whole time. Yep. You don't need to unlock that shit. It's still there. God damn it, Rocket League. Anyway, sorry. Wow.
Yeah. So Rocket League really influenced how you think the Batmobile should maneuver.
If only, man. If only the Batmobile could do backflips. Yes, but I agree. So what did you... Are you coming down that you liked them more piling on, or do you, would you rather have Batman kind of just start off with a simple karate chop?
Here's the thing. Let's talk a little bit about Batman.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
We all have our own favorite Batman.
Who is Batman?
Who is the Bat?
Yeah.
We all have our own favorite Batman,
yes.
Right? Some people really enjoy the campy Tim Burton Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who you are or why you're allowed to live in society, but that might be your
Well,
preference.
I thought you were going to say the Adam West Batman.
Sure. I mean, yeah. Some people prefer the Adam West Batman, yeah. Right? We all have our own version of the Bat.
Mm-hmm.
This goes for narrative terminology, right? Like, I prefer my Batman to be on the slightly psychotic side.
Uh-huh.
I love the idea that Bruce Wayne is kind of nuts, and he's more Batman than he is Bruce Wayne at this point. And he's never quite gotten over his mother and father being killed. That's the interesting Batman.
You can do that in a couple ways, too, which I feel like is maybe somewhat lost in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we make fun of the Tim Burton Batman, but, like, if you watch those movies, like, there's kind of, like, Michael Keaton was just a really weird choice for that role,
yeah.
But there's, I feel like one of the better Bruce Waynes is Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Like, there's just kind of, like, weird, awkward, sad melancholy about him, where
yeah.
He's like, I'm not comfortable unless I'm in a bat suit.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, that's one way to do it. Or you could do, like, the Christian Bale, like, he's basically just kind of a shell of a human being instead of, like, you know, kind of a sad, melancholy person. And
yeah.
Then, like, you know, you go into the other way.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. I mean, some people like their Batman brooding.
Yeah.
Some like that Adam West, more fun, jolly thing.
Yeah.
That is true of Batman.
Yeah.
And I think it's true of the type of Batman that they like to see in combat as well, which carries over into the type of Batman you'll enjoy playing.
Uh-huh.
Now, there are elements of Arkham Knight I really like.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the Batman that is scary to people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like the fact that people whisper about Batman coming, like mm-hmm. he's some sort of dark demon, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like the Batman that swings from on high and then comes down unsuspecting, grabs someone, and then leaves, and everyone's like, what the fuck was that
yeah.
all about? Like, oh my god, what's happening right
yeah.
now? Like, I want my criminals to question getting into the criminal lifestyle.
There should be fear.
Yes, like, that's yeah. exactly right. I like my Batman on that extra line of dark, shadowy
mm-hmm.
Anti-hero character,
yes.
right? That's the type of Batman I like.
Mm-hmm.
Arkham Knight has multiple types of Batman in it,
mm-hmm.
and it forces me to play the other Batman that I really don't enjoy playing as.
Like the Batman that drives a tank?
Like the Batman that drives a tank. Some people love Tank Batman,
yeah.
right?
I mean, Tank Man.
People love, you know, Tim Burton's Batmobile was like a big thing, right? And in fact, I think most of the time when they announce the Batmobile, it's a big thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is definitely more of the Nolan style,
right.
like, kind of
huge armor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I've never thought a Batmobile was interesting. I never understood why people give a fuck about a Batmobile.
People like cars, man.
In Dark Knight, when like a motorcycle comes out, people were like, oh my god, it's also got a motorcycle. Like, I don't care about that.
The bat cycles.
Like, who cares about that, right? I don't know.
Maybe,
some people dig that.
Maybe if I could play it as the Batmobile in Forza, then I would.
That's the DLC, please.
I
just think that there's so many elements in this game because they've added so much content,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like they were sort of desperate for people to play all of it.
Uh-huh.
So that they designed these elements of the game that you have to use the bat in a certain way, contrary to the type of Batman experience I want to have.
But because they're involving every single type.
I think so.
Like,
well,
they're just
not
choosing a road and going down it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they could have, so for example, if you're really into the Batmobile, maybe they give you the Batmobile, but they don't force you to use it that often.
Mm-hmm.
In which case, if you want to traverse Gotham in the Batmobile, great, fine. By all means, go for it.
Mm.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Batman?
A bat crime. Turn on the bat signal. But, I mean, in this case, they force you into the Batmobile constantly.
Yeah.
It's like a little kid that's like, Mom, look at me. I have a Batmobile, please. Like, okay, I get it. You designed a Batmobile.
Yeah.
You're super proud that you've got all these like lines showing where tank guns are firing and stuff.
Oh man.
Like,
yeah.
It's so in your face.
Mm.
And it's hard not to shake with fury every time it comes on.
I'm very glad you feel this way because I think that this is an extremely divisive game.
Yes.
Like, way more so than even, like, me talking shit about The Witcher or whatever. Like, I feel like there are people... Like, I was reading Justin McElroy's review, and he gave this a 10 out of 10. And I was like, what game were
what
you...
What fucking yeah, world like, are you living in? Like, okay, yeah. fine, whatever. I don't care about reviews. Like,
yeah.
review the game however you want.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
But see, that's where I thought that the game kind of...
But you know what? That's why, is because Justin McElroy is actually Batman.
And he's putting us off the scent.
He's trying to... Oh, I love this game because I get to be the Bat. Like, I never get to be the Bat. I'm not Batman.
There are a lot of... Okay, mechanics. So the reason why I liked Arkham Asylum so much was that it had this... it had the combat mechanic that felt like a really cool mashup of... Honestly, the Adam West Batman, where he is just brawling everywhere,
yep,
and the Nolan Batman, where he is just, you know, breaking bones all the time. Like, it was this really, like, interesting combination of something that made you feel badass,
right,
but was done in a way that was visually interesting.
Right. No, so I respect that, right? Yeah. Like, you're into the brawler Batman.
I mean, I'm into, like, but at the same time, you did the, there was, like, the kind of... you know, Batman, Dark Knight Returns kind of hanging on a ledge. Like, I liked all that stuff. I think that was probably one of the better stealth games that was released in that era of video games. But it seems like the more I hear and watch and then play subsequent games, it feels like that was almost an anomaly. And this is the game that they were trying to make.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And usually we have this weird... privileged position in video games where games, unlike movies, tend to get better with every sequel, at least from a mechanical perspective, because they're, you know, software.
Yes.
And you know, but in this case it seems like, oh wow, like I have been less and less interested mechanically in these games with every passing game,
right?
And now we've reached this pinnacle of like what,
and
like,
an idea actually.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like, that is true. It's the opposite. So it's like a slow, boring version of Twisted Metal.
Yeah. When you're in the car, yeah, especially.
And it's like, I don't know what happened here. And even more so, whatever, I'll stop for a minute. Well, go ahead.
I mean, I want to spend a decent time on the Batmobile because, yes, I think it is the biggest travesty in this game.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some people out there who love it. Yeah. I have not talked to a single person who really enjoys the Batmobile.
Well, like, you know, in a game where you can either fly or drive, what are you going to pick?
Right. I mean, that's a perfect point.
Yeah.
But even the combat, right? Like, so much of the combat in Batman is, you know, be knowledgeable about your surroundings,
mm-hmm,
counter when you have an opportunity to counter, go for the strike when you have the opportunity to strike.
Yeah.
You can smash buttons and get around okay in those earlier games, but to truly have finesse, you have to exhibit a great amount of skill.
It's fitting that it's telling that they include challenges that are like, don't take a hit, because it's like, oh, okay, this shows that there's some mechanical depth to this system.
The car combat is not that at all. I mean, the flow grinds to a screeching halt as you dash, wait until your thing recharges, take your strike, and then dash out of the way of the next attack.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like you are going about your environment strategically. Mm-mm. In fact, there are many arenas where, especially when you're uploading the virus,
mm-hmm,
you are locked into a very small area.
Yeah.
Because they don't want you to get out and actually use the level to your advantage,
mm-hmm,
in outmaneuvering your opponent.
Yeah.
So it feels so counter to what the rest of the game's combat and movement and fluidity feels like.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand how that transition could feel good to anybody.
I was thinking about the Batmobile a lot because it has, you know, for those folks that haven't played it that much, it has two basic control modes. One is like a car where it's, you know, your simple reverse and brake and then power slide. And the second is you hold down a button and there's these tank controls that let you move on all axes. So you can move in kind of a 360 degree rotation.
I don't know how those wheels work, by the way.
It's just DARPA. I don't know. Tank treads. I mean, so you have this, you know, your wheels can rotate independently. You have a crosshair and it turns into basically a third person shooter at this point. But it's extremely slow, like very, very slow. But you can kind of tell why they made every decision they made, where it's like, okay, it's hard to shoot things while you're moving fast. Okay, well, let's do a tank mission where you have a reticle, and that'll be easier. But then again, it's hard to turn around and shoot things when you can only go forward and backward and turn very slowly. Okay, well, let's make the Batmobile turn like a turret and have it 360. Okay, cool. Well, it's kind of dark in this game, and it's hard to know if the enemies are pointing at you. Okay, we'll put these tracer rounds on it that telegraph every single bullet that the tanks shoot. Okay, cool. Well, It's hard to dodge out of these bullets, so we need to make them sit on screen for a lot longer. Also, the city seems to be really cluttered and people are clipping into the walls. Okay, so we'll remove most of the buildings and put people in these arenas so there's no cover. So you have this, like, every one of those decisions is a very, like, understandable decision, but they add up to something that feels like Robotron, but in slow motion.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Without the skill. Like, and everything is telegraphed.
And so much of the game, like, the city itself feels like it was designed to be a fun house spectacle for your car.
Yeah.
Which is a huge shame, because the idea of navigating a Gotham City, especially one, you know, overrun by enemies, but that was once populated by actual people, yeah, would be really cool.
Those people got on the school buses.
They got on the school bus. They got to get out. I mean, and that's just the tank controls. Yeah. The driving mechanics themselves aren't super fun. It controls like a flopping fish.
Yeah.
The sequences when you're running away from enemies, especially egregious. Yeah. For some reason, they pulled the camera back even farther than it normally is, yeah, making it even more difficult to telegraph when turns are coming up and how you have to maneuver the vehicle. As a result, it doesn't feel like the same driving experience you have on the streets, yeah, when you're in these discrete experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get it. Like, who built this thing?
You know? I mean,
like, who built this?
But, like, the thing is,
Master Bruce.
God damn it, Alfred.
You're fired, Alfred.
But you can tell that they spent a long time working on this. You know, yeah, like, this is the marquee feature of this game.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, you could tell because they're rubbing your face in it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, like, the detail is all there, and the world is designed around the Batmobile, and, you know, there are missions that are just designed solely to be in the Batmobile, and that's it.
Yeah,
you
can are quote-unquote riddles that are definitely, I'm pretty sure, not riddles.
Well, maybe the riddle is, how fast can you drive this car, Dark Knight?
I'll check my dictionary next time. It's funny, because Catwoman is actually probably the most meta character in the game. Mm-hmm. And at one point she comments, like, these aren't riddles, Enigma. And you're like, oh, right, yes, of course.
Yeah, I did not hang out much with Catwoman because I did not do the Riddler missions.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it was kind of a...
Well, they put you in a terrible racing one pretty early on.
The very first Riddler mission is a racing one, and I was like, okay, I'm done.
Yep.
And then I was like, oh...
Sorry, Catwoman.
Yeah, like, sorry, Catwoman.
Bruce.
Selina wasn't going to work out. So, I mean, but then I realized that there were still, like, the find a question mark type thing, and I did a few of those. But, sure, like, there's definitely a lot of vehicle combat in there, or vehicle racing, rather. It is a shame that I don't like the Batmobile in this game, because that means you don't like the game, probably. You know? Like,
yes.
You just spend a lot of time.
I mean, to be on the positive side of things, I think when the game is on, when it feels good, feels really good.
Yeah.
Because this is what Batman and being Batman is like.
Yeah.
It just, like, so when I finished the game, I finished it at like 92-93%.
Man.
Which means I defeated like all but the Riddler in terms of the villains that you have to defeat.
And, you know, like all the games, which we'll talk about in the plot part, but all of the Rogues Gallery is there.
Right.
You know, every
the
single
whole
bang.
Gang is,
yeah,
back,
exactly,
together.
Exactly. Like,
I did, like, all of the mine shit. I did all of the mines. Why did
God,
I do that?
Why?
I don't know.
Jeez.
You'll
never get that time
I have
back,
a problem.
George.
I feel like Bruce Wayne. I cannot take off this suit. I think I need psychological help.
Master George, you'll never get that time back.
Damn, Alfred, you're fired. There's something about being Batman I really, really enjoy.
Yeah. The justice, mostly.
Mostly dealing out the justice.
Yeah.
The fact that you don't kill people, you do run them over, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We'll talk about that in the thematic thing.
Yeah.
This is, like, part of the thing that... Wait, let me say something real quick about Batman and violence.
Sure. I love it.
So, but that's
Alfred, I can't get enough.
Like, my favorite types of Batman in the comics or what have you have an ambivalent attitude towards violence. Like, mm-hmm. I like it when Batman scares criminals, but not because he's actually physically breaking their limbs, because he's implanting something into their minds that is so scary to them.
Right.
It's way scarier than whatever he could actually
right.
do to
I mean,
them.
Because he knows he's a manifestation
right.
of justice,
yeah.
which is like the antithesis of their way of life.
Exactly. You can hurt them physically as much as you want, but to truly get in their heads, that's what Batman does, right?
Right.
And in this game... that sometimes happens, but then he'll also call the Batmobile and park it on somebody's head
yep.
and feign like he's going to run them over, which he actually is technically, but not doing it all the way so it crushes their skull.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? Like, and
my personal favorite, by the way, that I got to is when you're alongside enemies in cars, you can like dash.
Yeah.
You can dash them right off the side of the map. You could dash them into a building over and over and over again until the car is a fiery wreck.
There's like so many times where like you're basically going full Jack Bauer. Like you're interrogating an enemy, and then he's like something like, oh, hope your arm doesn't hurt. And he's like, what do you mean? Crunch. And then he just like breaks the guy's arm. And it's like, that's, you might as well just be playing a Punisher game at this point, right? Like that's more of a Punisher move than a Batman move. Like he's actually like crippling people.
That just
doesn't.
How do you think Barbara Gordon got in her wheelchair?
It's like, okay, like what is going on here? Like I'm not, I feel like they've taken
Batman. What'd you drink my last bat juice, Barbara?
He's so like, I mean, people talked a lot about, like, the Christopher Nolan, like, neoconservative Batman, and, like, I feel like this is almost the height of that, you know? Like, I mean, like, Batman is, like, this, like, wild manifestation of, you know, do this at all costs, damn the consequences, you know, and just, I mean, I don't know.
Like, his relationship with the GCPD in this episode is especially, like, that.
Yeah.
Right? It very much hammers the home of, like, we're all on the same team because you're our real boss.
Right.
Where'd Gordon go?
Yeah, it's just the level of violence to me is something that is not, it's not like, oh, I find it offensive. Like, I'm not gonna shut off the game, but I kind of find it kind of, like, morally repugnant that, like, Batman is just kind of a bruiser in this game.
Right.
I don't know. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think it's, I mean, the same feeling comes with the way that they treat Gotham City, right? Like, there are all these lines that are thrown around where Batman's like, no one holds Gotham City hostage. Boom! Like, destroys a priceless statue. Like, I've driven through malls and done, like, crazy. And the amount of damage I've done to Gotham City is comparable to the amount of damage Superman did.
Right.
In the Superman movie.
And now Batman's pissed about it.
Yeah, so, and now, yeah. Like, hello, fucking get on your high horse, Batman. Get on your high bat. I mean, that's a little much, right? Like, the way that they position Batman vis-a-vis his opponents.
The difference between the Joker and Batman is that the Joker will instill the same amount of fear in you, but he will carry it through with violence.
Yes.
And Batman will instill that fear and then step back right before he goes off the precipice. And, like, they mess around with that theme a lot in this game, but they only mess around with it in terms of if you're a big bad guy, but if you're like just a regular grunt on the street, you are crippled by the end of this game.
I mean, it's sort of like the Assassin's Creed problem, right?
Yeah.
Where like he respects the people who are dead by saying a little prayer,
right?
But murders countless guards on rooftops.
Yeah. It's just,
who, by the way, totally just doing their job.
I know. Like, the Medici's haven't given me a raise.
I am just one day from retirement.
Mamma mia. I just, the tone of it strikes me as pretending to be Batman, the trappings of Batman without the spirit of it. Or maybe without the spirit of the Batman that I've come to know and love. I don't know. Maybe I'm just an old man that not Batman has passed me by. Like, who knows?
It's the children who are wrong.
Right.
I mean, going back to, like, the rest of the, like, mechanically speaking, I think the missions where you're being stealthy, where you're taking down enemies through vents and telling them to go one direction and then blowing them up. And then, I mean, there's a lot of times when you're executing your sort of grand plot of undermining combat. And combat gets very difficult later in the game. Like, there comes points where if it wasn't for some, like, smart thinking, like, I managed to get the Batmobile at one point to, like, a vantage point to shoot at enemies in one of the protected roadblocks that I was having a huge problem with.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I sneakily, you know, silently took some people out, and then I went up and then flew down and did like a dive bomb attack on the last guy, right? There's all sorts of times when it feels really good. And when it's on, I love it. I love that experience of being Batman.
Yeah.
Doing things in that way. But
I mean, and you'll be flying around and you'll see like a building and that building is fortified or whatever. And it's like, okay, cool. I should take down this drone and this camera. Therefore, that will give me an opening to get under. Yeah. It's like,
I really enjoyed the disruptor ammo, which was cool. Cause you could, like, there were times when I would shoot.
Oh yeah. It messes up their guns.
Yeah. So like I would shoot the ammo cache where they'd go get a new gun and shoot their guns. And then I'd just drop there and they would like come to get me and they're like, oh man, my gun's jammed.
Yeah.
Go get a new weapon and shock themselves.
Yeah.
I love that. That's so great.
I think that stuff was good. I think it still fell victim to the piling on that most of the game fell victim to. Like, there's so many gadgets by the end where it's like, I don't even know what button to press, guys. Like, I've only ever used each of these weapons a bit, basically one time mandatorily. Yep. And now it's like, what? Like, what do I use?
And every enemy has, like, specific counters.
Yeah.
And some of the enemies switch the type of counter you need in combat. And some of the counters to those enemies take so long to go through the animation loop that you will be attacked before that animation loop is done.
They've gotten a little bit too clever for their own good, where it's like, all the enemy models look very similar. All the enemy colors look very similar. And then it's like, okay, wait, is that the type of shocking guy that I need to jump over? Or is that the type of shocking guy that I need to shoot the battering thing at?
Yep.
You know, and it's like, I don't have time for this. You know, like, I mean, like, it's a very good lesson in readability in games, where it's like, Halo was great because, or something like Halo or Team Fortress, every character has a different profile, like, visually speaking, you know exactly what's going to happen, and it's your job to process that, not to, like, guess at what type of enemy you are fighting. And those get really bad when you just start getting into the areas where it's like a battle arena, where it's like they just throw 20 guys at you, and it's like, it's, there's no stealth involved here. I'm just trying to guess at what type of the fucking healing guys, like, you know,
I mean, that's what I use the disruptor ammo the most for.
Yeah,
like, oh, just don't let them res a guy.
Yeah,
please, I mean, don't bring them back into the battle.
And it's this weird thing where it's like, I feel like maybe they've just made too many of these games where it's like, if you feel like you need to make it that arcane, then I'm not sure you're enticing anyone new in at this point. You're just basically piling on your fan install base, this is like a super interesting game because it makes me question, like, A, like, why do I like open world games? B, why do I like just kind of AAA video games in general? Mm-hmm. And C, why do I like Batman as a character? Like, it makes me think about all those things. Yeah. And, like, it's not because it does a great job at any of those things, but it's like, it was like one of the more thought-provoking AAA games I've played for a long time.
Right.
You know?
And D, why does Batman still pay Lucius for his shitty designs?
Bugs everywhere. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, what else do we need to talk about mechanically before we start talking about story stuff?
God, there's a lot. I mean, we could talk a little bit about the...
We didn't even talk about the open world at all, actually.
I mean, well, I was also going to say we could talk about the moments in the game where you team up with... your allies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Some of that stuff is cool,
yeah,
but it's so discreet and separated,
yeah,
it doesn't feel entirely like part of the whole.
And it's kind of like a one-trick pony where it's like, you build up your combo meter enough and you get to do a special...
Cool animation.
Yeah, dual finisher.
I mean, it gives me hope for what I think a co-op Batman could potentially look like, mm-hmm, though. I think if you had a thing where one of your friends were playing Batman and the other were playing Catwoman,
mm-hmm,
and you had your own different strategies involved... And instead of just hitting a button and queuing it up, you both had to time it.
Oh, yeah.
I think you could have a really cool cooperative Batman game.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, and I think that, you know, we always talk about, like, brawlers. You know, we play sometimes brawlers, like, on the stream or whatever, and it's like, how do you make a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game in the year 2015?
Yeah.
Maybe that's how you do it. Like, you start talking, it kind of turns it more into a rhythm game.
First you get radioactive jelly, and you find a zoo. This is a tortoise. Teenage Mutant Ninja Tortoise.
That's why we can never go back to the Oakland Zoo. Yeah, I think there is a lot of potential there. I want to run by my experience with the open world itself. Like, I never really understood why and how some missions were available to me and when they weren't.
Oh, God.
Was that the same for you, too?
Yes, until the fucking very end.
Yeah.
Like, there are times where it's like, I need to find this fucking thing.
Yeah.
I can't find it.
Like, until, the man bat or something.
Until a fucking helicopter tells me,
right,
like, oh, some GCPD spotted a fucking fireman over here. That alone is the best reason to clear the skies of those drones.
Oh, that's
the
true,
GCPD helicopters help you out.
Those helicopters are good. I mean...
It's insane. And,
yeah.
And someone wrote in to the podcast as well, mentioning how bizarre it is that you are like, death, you have to do this thing, you've got to stop Scarecrow.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, Penguin's selling some guns, so you could also just go over here and do that. Like,
Barbara Gordon might be dead now, but whatever.
Like, the logic of it is absurd. And then there's no, like, if you want me to go do these things, let me do them.
Mm.
If you don't want me to go do these things, then let me know so I don't waste my time running around looking for opera sounds.
Yeah.
The amount of times I stopped and was like,
is that an opera?
Is that echo location?
Yeah.
Could a man bat be near? No, I'm just fucking crazy. It's my neighbor again.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I suppose I need to study more open world games. But
and
I
more
feel
man
like,
bats.
I feel like perhaps Rockstar has figured it out where it's like, if something exists on the map, you can continue that quest. And once it drops off, that quest is over. But Arkham kind of puts all the quests on the quest ring at the same time, but it's not clear if you can actually keep doing them or not.
You know what the most egregious one that pissed me off the most was the very last Riddler puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
You need to have a specific gadget with you.
Oh.
You don't know what gadget it is.
Because you unlock them
as you go.
You
don't know what it's named.
Yeah.
You don't know any of that stuff.
Yeah.
But Riddler will say, come to whatever to, like, defeat your thing. You go there, and he's like, I'm not letting you in, and so you come back with, like, the right tools. Yeah. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. How do I get this tool?
Yeah.
When you leave and you go back outside, the Riddler taunts you and says, I'm still waiting. Why aren't you here yet? Like, you just fucking told me to leave, man. Like, I get it.
Another riddle.
Like, yeah, exactly. The true riddle is, how the fuck, what the fuck are you talking about, Enigma? That is the true riddle. It doesn't make any sense to me. And, like, each time I got a new gadget, I went back. I was like, could this be the tool that I need? I don't know. Let's see what Enigma has to say.
Riddle me this, Batman.
Yeah, like, I beat the game. There's still more gadgets. Like, there's a fucking frost gun gadget.
Really?
Never got it. Don't know how to get it. I don't know.
Huh, is Mr. Freeze in this game?
There's probably fucking, well, his gun is in GCPD, so maybe it's something there. I don't know. But you even have to, in order to, I imagine, to do some of the Riddler puzzles, you might even need that gadget, but how do I know? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, it was very confusing, and I thought I was just, like, being dense, but then I realized, like, the quest just seemed to be kind of popping up and down with not a huge amount of readability in them, and I don't know, it was just a very,
I would expect Alfred at least to be like, Bruce,
stop,
like,
that,
don't,
yeah,
like, Bruce, you have bigger things to attend to.
Bruce, you've been wandering around the city for 7 hours.
Exactly.
Barbara Gordon is starving.
Bruce, this is why you pay me.
Yeah, it's I don't, was Arkham City like that?
Less so. I think it was less so. I mean, again, I don't recall it as much. In my mind, Arkham City was made of more discrete locations. Like, Joker's district in Arkham City felt like, okay, this is sort of his area.
It's like a world.
Yeah. You know, Two-Face had, I think he took over the State Department or the what is it called? The courthouse.
Yeah.
And it was split in two, and there was, like, cool stuff to go to, and I imagine there was some gatekeeping involved, but it didn't feel... It didn't feel as egregious.
There has to be some gating involved, but...
gating, not gatekeeping.
Well, I mean, it's both, right? Like, you have to know, like... You just have to know when things are locked and when they're unlocked. And I feel like this game didn't do a great job of showing that. And part of it was probably because it didn't want to just put a mini-map on the screen the whole time, which I appreciated.
Sure.
It was confusing to me that the quest lines were marked with bat signals, because I thought that the bat signal would just be at Gotham PD, because that's where the bat signal lives.
Yeah.
But
now, apparently everyone has it on their fucking iPhone.
Right.
They just point the phone towards the sky with the bat symbol.
There's an app, the bat app.
Well, you get there and it's gone. Like, who put that there?
Well, and it's like, okay, I get that's like a cool thematic way of
doing
it.
We're just giving this out now.
Lucius, I told you not to merchandise this. I mean, I think that that's a cool way of trying to do it in the universe, but as a diehard Batman fan, I was like, wait a second. The bat signal isn't over in the East District. What is happening?
Wait a second.
It's like, yeah, so
Batman never goes to Chinatown.
Right, and I was like, yeah, by the way, Chinatown and Gotham, like, no Chinese people were there, like, very little to do anything culturally. What is Chinatown?
There was, like, there's, like, some, like, Chinese architecture.
Yeah, exactly.
About as far as it goes.
Yeah. It was, this game is too much, I would say.
Yes.
Everything about this game is too much. Like, too many gadgets, too many weird enemy types.
Too many cooks.
There's too many cooks, too many mechanics building that, you know, the Batmobile, Bat Tank, or whatever. Its core is still good, but I found myself thinking, maybe I should just replay Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, very strange.
There are even elements where I kind of... Like, I'm still waiting to see how the Batgirl DLC is, for example. Like, if that comes back and people go, 3 hours of cool stealth combat and it's great, the end. I'll pick that up. That sounds great.
I probably should have played that instead.
Yeah, like, that's the Batman experience I want. It's just all this other stuff.
And we played the Harley Quinn DLC, and it was, like... It was
short, but fun.
It was basically us just, like, beating people with a bat for an hour or two, and then it ended, you know? So, like, we'll have to see what it is.
Yeah, so I think that's probably it for mechanics. I have a lot of really mixed feelings about the game, because again, when it's on, I love it. Love it being Batman. But then there's just so much that is hard to just get through.
Yes, there is. So maybe we will put our spoiler warning here.
Yep.
And we will talk about the story of Arkham Knight.
The Batman.
The Batman. This is the way the Batman dies, or whatever.
I totally forgot that was the hook.
Yeah.
Until the very end of the game. I was like, oh, right.
Yeah. That's dumb. The way. Yeah.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this picks up off pretty close after the events of the other games.
Which is City, right?
Well, the very first thing you do is burn the Joker.
Yeah, which is strange. Yeah.
Super weird. I actually kind of dug, because it's like, oh, I don't know what this button's
doing. Yeah, I sat there for a minute or two, then I just started mashing buttons, like, oh, crap.
Which I think is kind of cool, because you could add some logic to it, like maybe Bruce Wayne is hesitant to burn him, because it's like a final act.
Yes.
It's almost a form of killing for him. Like, there's some cool thematic stuff in there. I want to cut to the chase a little bit.
Yes.
And get past some of the, like, contrivances. Scarecrow's taking over the city and he's threatening everybody with gas. Okay, whatever. I think the Joker stuff in the game is by far the strongest thing the game has going for it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, Mark Hamill is outstanding.
He's so good.
And, I mean, he saves some of the lackluster writing, too.
Oh, easy.
Like, there are times when it's like, ooh, that line was a little weird. But the way Mark Hamill delivered it was incredible.
As the Joker, if you haven't seen any of the trailers, he is sort of in your mind.
Yeah.
You're sort of bordering on becoming this next Joker. Mm. And he's constantly taunting you. Like, and he's saying jokes. He adds a lot of levity to the game where it otherwise would have no levity. He makes missions that are boring, even like a little bit entertaining.
Yeah.
Like a good example would be the Penguin missions. Mm. All the Penguin missions are really simple, like follow a truck, beat up a bunch of dudes in a room. Mm. Really boring. But the Joker is constantly prodding at you, making jokes about Penguin.
Yeah.
There's a great line where he's like, he's inside a bank vault as you close it. And he's like, no, Bat, please. You close it, blow it up. And then he's there and he's like, wow, I'd hate to be that guy.
Yeah.
It's so good. And again, Mark Hamill's performance, I mean, he's been the Joker for a really long time now.
Yeah. Mid-90s? Early 90s?
In the animated series. Yeah. He's probably my favorite Joker.
I mean, it's so crazy that he is in your head, in my head too, is like, he's the definitive Joker.
Yeah, Joker.
He's who I hear when I read a comic book.
Yep, he's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's even to that point where, like, when I think Mark Hamill, I think of the Joker before I think Luke Skywalker.
Yeah,
like,
it's kind of crazy.
He's that good.
Yeah.
At one point, so after you actually beat the game, he goes away. There's a sort of dramatic moment where you defeat the Joker in your mind, which I have mixed feelings on, but we can get to that point later. He's no longer in the game. I think that's the moment where, with most clarity, you can see how bad this game is without him.
Interesting. Because you could have done those missions before you finished the game.
Exactly. Like, you could defeat the Joker and then do all the side missions.
Yeah.
Those side missions must be awful without the Joker
because
it's so boring.
Huh.
Like, you've got no one there to comment on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
I didn't really think about that too much.
And so much of the Joker, like, there are some really silly plot lines in this game. There are some elements I really don't like. Like, Two-Face, Penguin, like, those guys are totally wasted on these really sort of mundane side quests.
Two-Face is robbing banks.
Oh, okay. Of course. He wants coins to flip or something.
Yeah.
But the Joker's part, that element, like, the undermining of Batman's, like, psyche and authority, I think is really cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, it is kind of the logical conclusion of the Joker Batman story, where Joker dies, but he has somehow injected himself. It's kind of like a Metal Gear Solid thing, where the arm of Liquid Snake has taken over Revolver Ocelot. It's just that, but with Batman and Joker.
Yep.
Like, you know, Joker is trying to, through infecting Batman with some Joker serum, is trying to kind of turn him into Joker.
Yeah. Well, and there's a part where four other people have been infected by the Joker. I thought for sure one of them was going to become the new Joker to have it live on. I'm kind of glad they actually wrap up that story pretty quickly,
like
killing everybody else off.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of, like, getting rid of the Joker in that universe just doesn't make much sense to me when he's such a strong character to have, at least in this sense.
Well, I mean, you have to do it if you're going to kill Batman, you have to also kill the Joker. And if you kill Joker, you also have to kill Batman. Like, those two characters can't exist independently.
I think that's a great idea, for sure. I also always really liked Scarecrow as a character. His presence in Arkham City and Arkham Asylum are really cool moments. He's also kind of wasted here because he's the big villain.
Yeah.
So you can't encounter him in sort of smaller elements.
He's kind of like pointlessly like weird too. Right. Where it's like, I'm just going to do this thing to make things scary.
I'm spooky. Yeah. And are it's you
like,
scared
yet? I guess like, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, Scarecrow is really just a vehicle for getting the Joker plotline off the ground.
Yeah.
Which is almost forgivable because I think the Joker plotline is so strong.
Mm.
But there are other elements, like when he gases the whole city, that's it's really cool for a little bit.
When you mean when the floor becomes lava?
Yeah, when the floor becomes... Well, more importantly, when I don't have to use the Batmobile. Yeah. I'm like, this is so cool. I hope this lasts for a really long time. It lasts for 10 minutes.
Ivy, never mind. I'm just going to leave the city like this.
Yeah, it's like, fuck, Ivy, this is way better. You were right the whole time. Your plants are so cool. Look at how pretty it is. It's blooming.
It's weird that they kill Ivy too. That was kind of a strange thing.
Yeah, she'll be back.
I guess that's true. She'll.
I'm sure like, there's be, some like seed. Yeah, or something, there's a pod. Right?
Yeah, that's true. That's naive of me. Yes, I agree with that. The other mysterious bad guy was the eponymous Arkham Knight. Mm-hmm. And I actually liked a lot of his voice work early on. It's weird. He's kind of like a whiny punk or whatever, but I actually thought that the characterization was pretty good.
Yeah.
He
was also kind of a breath of fresh air in like, you know, the Scarecrow is always, oh, I'm going to get you, Batman.
Right, yeah.
This thing is going to happen. Arkham Knight's just like, fuck you. Take, bah, here's guns. Guns at you.
Right. It's a, in a game that is, there's so much like supernatural, or what do they call them in DC universe? Metahumans. There's so many like metahumans running around. Like, it's cool to just be like, yeah, this guy is just has a merc army that he's going to throw at Batman. But it is, I kind of saw this one coming after all of like the weird, like Joker, Jason Todd stuff.
Yep.
That, oh, this is Jason Todd fighting Batman.
It's a little bit, it's a little bit telegraphed.
Yeah.
I forgot. Like I presumed he was actually dead because I don't remember the event of the other games.
Oh, yeah.
So I was a little bit surprised it was Jason Todd.
But was Jason Todd in the other games?
I don't know. I presumed he was, and I just forgot him. Was he not?
Just like Batman.
Yeah,
you forgot me.
Because it's the Killing Joke that he was killed in, right?
Yeah, I mean, they kind of do this thing where they borrow from a lot of different famous Batman comic storylines where the Joker kidnaps Jason Todd and eventually kills him. But like, and then later on, Jason Todd was somehow resurrected. Maybe there was the Lazarus Pit involved or some shit. I forget what. But like, In this point, the Joker actually doesn't kill Jason Todd. He just like twists his mind into like turning him against Batman.
Right.
Which is okay, I suppose.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the strongest part in that again is the Joker taunting Batman.
Yeah.
With some really cool, clever, like, you know, gameplay stuff where you turn the camera and suddenly they're there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that, and you know, it was kind of, I guess it was a little strange, like, fighting against him at the end, but that didn't last for too long.
Yeah, it was pretty short, and then he turns and, you know.
Yeah.
It's fine. What did you think about the Barbara Gordon stuff?
I was going to say, so that they do that too, where I forget what famous storyline that's from. Maybe it's called, like, All in the Family or something like that. I forget what it's called. It's some spoof on a sitcom TV
Bat and
title
the Family
or something.
Stone.
Yeah, it's something like that. Moving on up to
Family
Gotham.
Matters.
Yeah,
Family Batters.
Oh, Jesus. I thought that was fine because I think the relationship between Gordon and Batman is always interesting.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, but they don't use Gordon enough in this one.
Well, and Gordon's kind of a one-note character. There's this very good episode of the animated series called Over the Edge, I think, and it's about Gordon realizing who Batman is after...
Oh, realizing it's Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, after Barbara Gordon falls to her death, and when they unmask Batgirl, he puts it all together. He's like, oh my God.
Like, why else would she
do exactly.
This?
And so he picks up the phone and calls Bruce Wayne. And
oh man, that's so cool.
And like Bruce Wayne's like, oh, hey, Jim, how are you? He's like, you shut up, you monster. And like, you don't come out of your house because like they're like barricading Wayne Manor. So it's like the whole episode is like Batman running from Gordon, basically.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so it's like, oh, that's really cool. Like he's figured it out and they're doing this thing. So they kind of play with that a little bit in this game, but it's somewhat of a one-note thing where Gordon is just kind of broody the whole time.
Well, and I think they undermine it, too, by revealing, like, oh, it's all sort of his plan?
Yeah. Well, eventually, because, like, he kind of gives up. I mean, he kind of like triple crosses Batman, or he triple crosses the Scarecrow, I guess.
Scarecrow, yeah.
Because like at the very end, when he makes a deal with Scarecrow to turn over Batman in exchange for Barbara, he then realizes that, oh, spoiler alert, Scarecrow's not going to live up to his word, and then he purposefully shoots Batman in the chest plate where he knows that it won't kill him, and right. like, you know, does that whole thing.
But it will leave a bruise.
That's a nasty you, bruise. These suits cost a lot of money, Jim.
Come on. Now I have to wear my Adam West one.
I don't know. I never was really... I suppose I don't know that much about Oracle as a character, so I don't know how faithfully they treated her.
I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, actually, Mikey, mm-hmm. who works at a comic book store. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to him about that scene, because he had gotten up to the point where Barbara Gordon kills herself, but he didn't know that Barbara Gordon didn't actually kill herself.
Oh, yeah.
And his perspective was really good. It was kind of like, why would they... It's shocking, like, to a point, right, where Batgirl and Barbara Gordon is a really liked character, right? Like, she's beloved among fans. She's a really interesting character. To see her off herself for people who genuinely care about that character is, like, way over the line in terms of the level of darkness, right? Like,
that's true.
And he was really shocked by that moment in a way that I didn't think about when she first did it. Mm. But in retrospect, sort of made me more hostile towards that act. Like, it felt like they were doing it knowing that she was coming back and not actually dead.
Right.
Whereas, from the perspective of fans, like, that's actually really dark and fucked up and traumatic.
Yeah.
And is sort of not dealt with in a great way, right? Like, you go from this being in a room, and then it goes back into your control, and, like, she's still there, dead, in the glass, and you're just, now you're supposed to go back and have fun and
prance around. Yeah, I remember walking away from that thing and, like, immediately chasing the Man-Bat or something.
Right.
And I was like, what? Like, what is going on here?
And it's so alien, and then, like, Batman hides it from people because he doesn't want to tell anyone.
Yeah.
But it feels like, it doesn't feel like the trauma of that event is as real as it deserves, considering it was basically an act of suicide from, like, a beloved character because of something Batman did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the gravitas of that isn't paid out in that scene, but the game seems to think it is because it tries to pay that out later in the drama between Gordon and Batman and Batman and himself sort of getting everybody that he loves killed.
It's also kind of weird just from like a meta cultural perspective of this is just like a women in fridges type storyline where it's like, oh, not only is the woman kidnapped, she's also disabled. Like, you know, it's like,
and she needs glasses.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, come on, guys. Like, we could do a little bit better than this. That was definitely shocking, and I was like, ugh, this game is, like, maybe too dark for its own good, you know?
Right.
But then, of course, it's revealed that it was all fear gas anyway, which I guess is fine, but...
Fear gas is such a fucking catch-all.
It really is, yeah. Like, you could just wave anything away where it's like, oh, fear gas.
Yeah.
JK. Yeah.
Wayne, sir, why did you shit on my car today? Fear gas, fear Alfred. Gas.
I was high off that fear gas.
That excuse only works once, sir.
Yeah, let's see. What else? I didn't see a lot of the side stuff. I don't know if the Catwoman stuff ever paid off or if any of the, like, other...
I like Catwoman a lot as a character. She's super fun and funny in all of her Riddler scenes, but it's only in the Riddler scenes.
Mm.
At one point, the Riddler... When you sort of defeat that section, he goes underground and he's like, I won't come out again until you solve all my riddles.
Yeah.
And Catwoman says what, at this point, everyone is thinking. And she's like, you know, we could just leave him down there. Like, okay, great. Let's
good
do
job.
That.
Selina, let's run away to Metropolis.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah. The scene where you are just the pig. Did you get to finish that quest line?
Which one is that?
So there's a quest line where people are being murdered to opera music. And it becomes this, like, pig guy.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind
of
weird.
I didn't finish that. That was one of the things that kind of annoyed me mechanically, where it's like, I found a corpse. Better do the first level scan. Now the second level scan. Now the third level.
It's glowing yellow.
Yeah, now I'll do it 3 more times. Like, I was like, okay, I think I'm done here.
You know what I think was actually really strong that they didn't use more of is the mechanic where you can rewind physical space to remap a crime scene. I think they only use it once or twice.
I'd be interested in seeing other games use that, like adventure games.
I think you could have a whole fucking game where that's all you do.
Yeah,
even the stuff with the camera and you're sort of moving forward,
right?
Like,
you're scrubbing through footage to see
I played Her Story recently, like that stuff, that idea of solving a crime by moving forward and looking at specific slides and then matching it to reality, that's pretty cool. it's way too telegraphed in this game.
Yeah.
Because Batman is constantly being like, this is what this means.
Yeah.
I better go check right over here where the yellow line is at. Like, it feels like they're talking down to me.
Yeah, it's a bit basic.
The idea of Batman as the master detective, though, yeah. Love that stuff. I would love to see more of that.
I mean, yeah, that's one of the things why it makes me so...
He's solving like a 100-piece puzzle.
Maybe he has 7 matchsticks and he has to arrange them in a...
It's like Professor Layton.
Yeah, the Layton Batman mashup that we've all been waiting
Every
for.
Every puzzle has an answer enigma.
Robin, help me out with this, would you? Yeah, I thought that stuff was kind of clever. Like you, I was like, oh, you know, this could be a much deeper thing if they wanted to take it that direction. But again, this game was just all breadth, basically. You know, like they just threw more stuff at you all the time.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of kind of wrapping up, because like I basically finished the Joker stuff and then I was done. Like I had done a couple of the side missions.
Did you activate the Nightfall Protocol?
Well, if I activate the Nightfall Protocol, it's you mean go to Google and type in Nightfall Protocol and then watch the YouTube video
sure,
of it.
Yeah.
I did. Before we do that, I actually thought the last scene was kind of fun in a Bioshock-esque kind of way, where you're in this nightmare vision of the Joker's psyche
as the Joker
yeah. and you're just trying to figure out how to get out, and you know Batman is popping up around corners and you're trying to smash all these Batman statues, and they do a trick where you turn around and Batman's
There's
right
like
in
more
your
Batman.
Face yeah,
yeah.
It's like I thought that stuff was all in the same way that like Call of Duty is like spectacular. Like I thought that stuff was pretty cool looking.
I totally agree. Yeah, that was really neat. And again, that's another thing where I think if you took that, just that idea alone, you could have some really cool stuff built around fear and that mechanic. And I mean, I almost felt like, man, wouldn't it be cool to have a whole game that's like Psychonauts in Batman's head?
Yeah.
You know, that could be cool.
Yeah. But yes, at the end, you have this... At the end, it's interesting because Batman reveals himself to all of the world, and then you... And weirdly,
hey guys, I'm Batman.
Yeah, you have the option to just keep on cruising around as Batman for a while, and like it is interesting because some of the villains, they treat you differently.
Yeah,
you know,
they
comment on who you are and they taunt you, or they're like, I couldn't believe it, blah blah blah, you know, like which I thought was narratively bold of them.
I mean, even the mundane enemies are like, Bruce Wayne, really? Like we're fighting that rich guy? Like he's just a rich kid who's playing a fantasy of being a crime fighter.
Yeah. It was cool. You have to 100% the game to enable the Nightfall
fucking
protocol.
Fucking absurd.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, so you don't have to 100%.
Oh, you don't?
No, you can Nightfall it as long as, I believe it's 7 of the 11 villains are defeated.
Oh, okay.
So you have to defeat 7 of them.
Okay, so you gotta do a significant super majority of the content,
Yeah,
basically.
You gotta do a majority of the content. Yeah. You don't have to do all the Riddler stuff.
Yeah.
However, if you do the Nightfall Protocol, all you see is Batman get into his Bat Mansion.
Yeah.
Why do you keep adding Bat to the ends of things,
It's
Bruce?
Called Wayne Manor. Your father named this.
I'm gonna drink this bat juice. Yeah, so... Wayne Manor, and then Wayne Manor blows up.
Yeah.
If you do, like, the full 100% Nightfall Protocol, there's all this other content. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, you see, like, apparently Barbara Gordon and Robin get hitched. They, like, have a wedding.
Huh, maybe I didn't watch that
version.
Yeah,
I don't think you watched that. I mean, I haven't even seen it yet. I was just reading about it.
Weird.
And then you actually see fucking Bat, like, a guy fighting crime in committing a crime in Gotham City, and he's like... Oh, I can get away with this because Batman's not here. And then you see someone that looks like Batman.
Oh, yeah. It's like a demonic
like
bat.
Like a nightmare
that,
version.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, and then I was like, okay, well, maybe that's like the version of like, you know, the fear toxin or whatever combined with the legend of Batman has instilled this unkillable vision of what Batman is.
I think it's going to be Jason Todd.
It could be Azrael. Who knows? Yeah. Like, I mean, it could be anybody, right? Like, but the idea that I'm glad, even though I would have never finished that on my own, I'm glad that if they're going to kill the Joker, they also have to kill Bruce Wayne, because those two characters can't exist together.
But did they have to kill Alfred?
That was the kind of fucked up thing, where I thought they were going to do like a Nolan thing, where like they were both in like a cafe in Italy being Gotham. And it's like, no, man, did they just literally blow themselves up?
I mean, I imagine that they like probably escaped down some fucking tunnel or some shit.
I would
hope
so.
But either way, right?
Yeah.
The presumption is Bruce Wayne faked his death.
Yeah.
Alfred's like, I want to see my grandkids and shit. Now everyone thinks I'm in this mansion with you, asshole.
Alfred's just sitting down for like a nice cup of tea and his X Factor that he's gonna watch, yeah. And all of a sudden,
now it's like a buddy cop film where like Bruce and Alfred are constantly like having fake identities and like sleeping in cars and like not getting along.
Yeah, it's a strange. It almost feels like a weird 1990s version of Batman that's like aggressively badass, you know, like, and like extreme and everything. Now,
yeah.
You know, like.
Also, like, look, if you watch Batman get into his own house and then his house blows up,
yeah.
You have to presume he's faking his death.
That's what I thought.
Why would you think, like, oh, Scarecrow's last laugh? Yeah. Like, he actually blew him up.
Well, no. I thought that Batman did that on purpose, because that's the Nightfall protocol. It's to blow up everything, including the Batcave, including, like, it's to wipe
literally
Batman.
Kill himself?
I suppose Nightfall. Well, because you were like, oh, you can't come back from this, Master Bruce. You know,
well, he's like, it's the only way to keep him safe.
Yeah.
Like, how?
I don't know.
Also, people would get used to it, all right? Like, people know who Iron Man is.
That's true.
He's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe they could do like a.
If I know one thing about rich people, it's they get away with a lot of shit. Okay.
Yeah,
rich people get away with crazy shit in our time, and they're not fighting crime.
Look at Elon Musk. We know he has a bat cave.
Exactly. What's that guy from the HBO show who like murdered like six people or whatever? Like he murdered his neighbor. It was like a whole HBO drama, and he's super rich, and like he murdered like two of his wives and a neighbor.
Ned Stark.
That's probably.
I don't know. I do agree. Yes, the world probably could get used to that.
Which is why I'd like to make a formal announcement on the Experience Points podcast.
You know, going back to one of those, going back to over the edge episode. I think it's the same episode where Gordon outs Bruce Wayne as Batman, and then instantly all of the super criminals start suing Bruce Wayne. For
yes, yeah, 100%. That is a great idea. That's exactly what would and should happen. Yeah. In a
they're
show.
Like all on talk shows, and like they're bringing huge lawsuits against them for like emotional distress.
Two Faces
damage.
Like look at the side of his face.
Yeah, it was just hilarious. So it's like maybe it was a whole insurance dodge.
Wayne Manor is not OSHA approved.
Yeah. The Nightfall Protocol is just a huge insurance and liability dip where he's just like, I gotta go.
Well, that's why he needs to kill himself so they can just blame Bruce Wayne and not the Wayne family. Heritage
Foundation.
Oh man,
it's all in a trust too. God, it's all in some weird Swiss bank somewhere.
Classic. Maybe yeah. You should just fund the GCPD. Like, what if he just said like six bad things? Yeah. I mean, is the idea they're not like good people enough?
I mean, there was that one traitor that was in their midst.
Is that the guy who was like marked in green the whole fucking game?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't call him out?
No. How do you do that?
You go up to him and there's a button prompt to basically like call him out as a spy, and then you throw him in jail.
Weird.
Yeah.
And how do you know he's a spy? Because he's green?
I pressed the button and I was like, Batman, what if you're wrong? Okay, never mind. I guess we're punching this guy now.
Yeah. Bruce Wayne's like, Alfred, I did it again. It works every time.
Yeah, it's it is an odd game.
It is an odd duck of a game.
Yeah, an odd duck of a bat. But...
You know, I almost want to say, like, it's worth it just for some of the Joker stuff.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where I would say, look, if you can stand it, keep playing. But if you want to stop, that's totally fine.
You're not missing
anything. You're not missing much. Like, it's okay.
Play Arkham Asylum.
That's a good recommendation.
Well, now that we have fanned the flames of war on the internet here. Now that our virtual Gotham City is burning.
That's true.
Let us institute the Nightfall Protocol on this podcast and say experiencepoints@gmail.com is our email address if you want to reach us.
And experiencepoints.net is our clock tower.
Mm-hmm.
You can come on in. There's no like voice recognition software.
Gotta have a grappling hook, though.
You can leave us a review on iTunes and Stitcher that helps us keep the city safe from crime.
Help us keep the bat light on. There's 50 of them. We've merchandised them.
It's just one really large bat light.
All right, everyone, until next time, thank you for listening. We will talk to you next week.
Bye. Every time.